Shofar Halacha and Chavis Halavas Thursday night, or Lechav Beis Ador. By Birchas Kohanim, the Kohanim have to stand, the Shulchan Aruch says, they have to stand as if they stand by Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah explains that, in effect, they're being mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless Klal Yisrael through them. So they're like in that mode, like in they're being mispalel to Hashem. It's interesting. When they're being Baruch Yisrael, they're also simultaneously, I guess, being mispalel to Hashem that he should Yivarech Hashem Yishmerech. It's like a tefillah to Hashem also, not just a bracha to Klal Yisrael. So, and they have to be standing without Hesech Hadas and with the same concentration and seriousness as during Shemona Esrei. The Am, that's us, who are being Nisbarech. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it says they should not look at the Kohanim, or the Kohanim's hands, or look at the Kohanim, like focus on the Kohanim standing the way they're standing and holding their hands the way they're holding their hands. So in the Mechaber, it's just that to stare at them, not to look at them. And the reason is like the Hesech Hadas. Then the ready to sheet is that we should do Dumya Dumikdash when you don't look at the hands at all because the Shechina's there. But what I want to teach tonight is that there's the Isra of Hesech Hadas on the part of the Om HaMizbarchim also. They have to concentrate and they have to focus on the words on each bracha. And many poskim say that if you miss one word, meaning you lose concentration, you don't think, you're not standing there like maybe thinking Perish Amilus and realizing that they're Mavarech you, really Hashem is being Mavarech you, the Samush Meal B'nai Yisrael and Yavarechem. So even if you miss one word, you lose the whole bracha. Either the whole bracha or maybe that, there's really three brachas within the bracha. But al kaponim, you have to, the Am also has to listen and focus on each word. It can't be davening during Birchas Kohanim or saying Tillim or thinking and learning or learning something. The Am also to both. The Kohanim is like standing Shemona Esrei, the Lashon is used, and the Am has to focus and concentrate of every word. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halov Shara Bechina. We're up to Shir number 23 in Shara Bechina. And we're talking about the Chavis Halov categorizes three kinds of wisdom in the world. The first one was he calls simple, something obvious, which is really not that obvious, but things like the sun and the kochavim, the benefits of sunlight, and the idea that there's day and there's night, and you get a chance to rest when it's night, and you study a little, and you find out all the great benefits of sunlight, but it's something we see all the time. So, and he applies the pasuk Marabu Masecha Hashem, Kulam Chachma Sisa Malaharit Chinyanecha. The second kind, that's what we're up to, Vasheni Simonim Nelamim and Abruim, something that it's not so clear, you have to study it more, even to understand that it's there. Ashalo Yeda Yashram, they don't understand the wisdom that's there, the benefits that are there, Kiyam HaMaskel HaMeven. And he gives an example, Kamoves, death. We don't think about what a benefit death is. Actually, if we do think about it, we think of it as a curse. But now that in the world that the world was transformed into after the Chet of Adam Arishon, Mothers is a benefit. They are with Kimas Kolasha Sovineto Maodze Amothers. And I rather once read a science fiction book about either they didn't die at all or they lived a very, very long time. And they ended up with purposeless lives because they always had time. So they never did anything because they always pushed it off to tomorrow. And their lives became one of purposelessness and they never had to do anything. So that's probably at least some of that is that also would be the purpose of death. It's a benefit. It means the clock's ticking and you have to do something. You can't just waste time. Also, there's a benefit that everything's going to come to an end. maybe there's rishos going on, and the biggest rasha in the world is going to die, whether it's Hitler, Machshmoy, Nebuchadnezzar, or anybody, any rasha, it's going to come to an end. So that's the benefit. So that's his example of something that you really have to think about, even to chap, that there's a benefit at all. It's not like staring you in the face. So that's the second kind. In other words, I guess his view is that after the chet of Adam or Rishon, then with his chet, and people have more of a Yitzhara, and a more note that the Yitzhara, so then death becomes a benefit. If that's the Pshat Mechavis HaLovus, then it's an interesting outlook on the klal, on what we consider, you know, the klal of Misa. It's really a bracha. That's how he describes it. And he brings a medrash and chazal. In other words, in the new world that the world became after the chet, then moves becomes a benefit. Otherwise, we just waste our time and we wouldn't accomplish things and there would be rishus in the world. Maybe he's talking about Rishoim, Shlomo HaMelech. So if he's not talking about Tzaddikim, it's a benefit to live. But upon him for Rishoim, it's a benefit to die. If they die young, then their rishus is cut off. The third category is even more obscure things. So that's what the categories seem to be. More obvious things, but even the obvious things you have to study or you don't chap. The less obvious things, which are like moves, vashlishi, the third kind, are things that are very mysterious. Simoni achacham shem nira mitzad echad, you could see it if you study it and delve into it, but v'nelome mitzad echad, but they're very mysterious. V'lo yakireim misha binosa muata, someone of like limited intelligence will never understand it. El acha, he doesn't say never, I'm sorry, he says, El acha she'es yashim ben vidaktik aleim. I don't know, it's just a question. I don't really understand why different category, but it's a question of degrees of how much you have to analyze it and delve into it and study it. Some things appear very bad and really they're good, like death, for example. But here is the third category. So Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal gives examples of forest fires that really accomplish very good things for the forests, and volcanoes, which looks terrible, or lightning. These are things that look bad, and really it's very obscure, and you delve into it about the benefits it gives to mankind and to the world. And the Chavis HaLovus says, Kehishtanus in Yonei Hashona, this is very interesting. The seasons and the change of the seasons, he puts that in the third category, mysterious things that you really, really, really have to apply yourself to see the Chesed Hashem and the wisdom of Hashem, Barbat Kufoseim, and you know, each season has in it things that are happening in the world, and you delve into it. This happens in the winter, and this happens in the spring, and this happens in the summer, and this happens in the autumn, and they're like, this thing's going on, and that's how the Bria flows. So that's even more mysterious, and you have to delve into that also. Again, the three things seems to me to be just how clear it is, and how obvious it is, and how much you have to study to understand. Okay, we'll stop here.